comes Zorn, the greatest father in all the land. Zorn, 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 we sing the praises of Zorn.
Well, once again, Colin Hay has opened for you for Eric Zorn. That's a good show.
He likes opening for me.
Yeah, yeah. I know he does.
He does. Sometimes he does my hits, you know, and then I've got to think of something else to do. But yeah.
We have talked quite a bit about Donald Trump and what went on over the weekend with the immigration ban. We want to discuss some politics with you, but on a more local level, and that's the Rod Blagojevich story and his daughter, Amy Blagojevich.
Which still has a bit of Trump to it, actually.
So, yeah, it sort of does, doesn't it?
Yeah, there may be a Trump angle to this story. Yeah, well, I'm just the background. Well, the deep background, of course, is that Rod Blagojevich is in federal prison serving a 14-year sentence for political corruption. And he was hoping for clemency. I mean, his appeals have all fallen short. He was hoping that President Obama, in his last few days in office, would issue him a commutation, or not a pardon, but a commutation. Say, you know, you're free to go now, which he did with Chelsea Manning, and he did with I'm blanking on the name of the guy from the FALN, and a bunch of other people too. I mean, he has a lot of he made a number of decisions like that, but he did not address the Blagojevich situation. Amy Blagojevich, who is Rod Blagojevich's older daughter, wrote a letter to Obama, and it's not totally clear to me whether I know that her mother posted it on Facebook, and it became, and then it made the rounds. A lot of people saw it. It was a news story at the end of last week, and I don't know whether it was her intent always to make it public, but it was a very harsh letter. It was about 1,500 words, and you know, it was essentially, you know, saying, calling that he was selfish and spineless. Obama is selfish and spineless, saying you're either a horrible parent or a horrible person for not letting my father out. I can see the blood on your hands, she wrote.
See, I understand how she feels. She wants her father out. I personally think the sentence was too long, but it's just mean. You know, I looked at it, and how old is she?
She's 20. 20
she's years 20 old. Now. I just thought this is just, it became very snarky and rude. It's like, I don't know what to say. And well, I know she's upset.
There's a lot of pain in this letter.
Get it.
And I totally get that, too. And there are people who are on my Facebook feed and also elsewhere online who are going after her in a way that I think is really unfair. I know she's 20 years old. She's, you know, technically an adult and is responsible for her decisions and so on. I really see in this letter a great deal of pain from her. This is another part here that I wanted to read. I'm shocked at how bitter and full of hate I've become. I've dealt with depression, anxiety, insomnia, and aspects of PTSD. I've had days where I couldn't pry myself from bed, days where I can't stop crying or feeling the pain that has been inflicted continuously, and days where the fear of another 8 years and with her father in prison consumes me completely. And she's got a younger sister, Annie, who is presumably going through some of the same issues about not having her father there. And so it's like, it's heartbreaking. And it's something that I had thought about all along in the Blagojevich case, which was every time, you know, he was pulling these sleazy maneuvers, and every time he was, you know, trying to sell the Senate seat or get, you know, squeeze a donation out of a children's hospital and stuff. Every time he was doing that, he was putting those girls in jeopardy. Now, his wife can, you know, she can stand on her own. She's, you know,
she's tough.
She's,
I like
tough.
Her.
But he was putting those girls at risk when he was doing that. And that's true of everybody who commits a crime, right? And everybody who Obama denied, most people who are in prison have either kids or loved ones, you know, parents, somebody who is suffering along with them. And this is, you know, part of the price of crime is that you're, you know, when you go in front of a judge and say, don't put me in prison, I've got little kids. You know, to me, that's almost the fact that you've got little kids is an aggravating factor to your crime. Like, you committed these crimes, even though you had these kids who were going to pay the price, which is one of the things that infuriated me even more about the kind of stuff that Blagojevich was trying to pull. So what we see, I think, in this letter is that he has continued to tell his girl, rather than tell them, like, your father made a mistake, he broke the law, he's in prison, and I love you. He is, and you read between the lines in this letter, that he is aggravating the sense of grievance that they have. He is making them feel like, I am here unjustly. And she writes in this letter, you know, you've put away an innocent man. toward the end, yeah, she says she refers to horrific lies told about the case. She writes to Obama, "You've betrayed the concept of justice, like many other heartless individuals have done before you. You know as anyone, you know as well as anyone," she says, "that my father is guilty of nothing. He made mistakes. He's human after all." But
that's inaccurate.
Nothing was illegal. You failed to release an innocent man. That is inaccurate. That and the fact that she believes that means that he's telling her that, that her mother is telling her that.
Well, she might believe that, too.
I don't think she's actually, you know, I mean, she was young when this all happened. She was 15 when he went off to prison. She's 20 now. The sense that, I mean, maybe she, you're right, Wendy. She is 20 years old. Maybe she's done her own independent research and read the books on this case. And
it's her father. You don't want to believe your father has done something wrong.
You don't. But it is up to, in my mind, it's up to her, the father, not to make it worse for her. And I think that the fact that she believes that he is innocent, he's an innocent man who did nothing wrong and is in prison. I mean, that would drive me crazy, too. I would be furious, too. I would write to, you know, horrible personal things. Another part in the letter I didn't put in my column the other day had to do with, she was saying, like, you know, you stole the idea of Obamacare from my father's all kids program, which is it's kind of a strange, healthcare reform is something that's been going on for decades in this country, and Obama tried to craft something together, and she wants to blame him for stealing this idea from her father. I mean, she's a very angry person, and I think that some of that anger is inflamed by her father's failure to admit that he did something wrong. And one of the things about Blagojevich, he could be out of prison by now. You know, he was arrested in 2008.
Yeah.
And he fought these charges. Not only did he fight the charges, but he went around insulting the prosecutors. He went to this national campaign. He was doing all his talk shows, and he did Donald Trump's show, which we'll get to in a minute on why that's important. But he was going around the country saying, you know, he's innocent, and these people are picking on him, and everyone's, you know, corrupt, and the prosecutors are corrupt, and so he rather than just say, hey, you know, you caught me, and he was caught on tape. If you remember, I heard him say this. This was on tape. They had this guy, and if he had tried to strike a plea bargain. I mean, he had to be tried twice, and that's why he didn't go to prison for basically 4 years after that. But, he is still in prison because he was refused to say and refused to admit, you know, what he did. So all these things put together, you think, well, you know, who should she be mad at? Who should Amy Blagojevich be mad at? She should be mad at her father. And that's really hard. And you see that and you think, well, that's a terrible thing. And so again, people saying this to her online and picking at her and calling her spoiled. I don't think so at all. I think she has had a terrible thing happen to her. So can we get to the Donald Trump thing in a minute?
Yeah, I just want to comment on one thing. To me, I would have loved to have read Amy's letter as kind of an op-ed piece or something like that, because I really felt for her and understood it, but I just didn't think it should be a letter to the outgoing president. That's where I thought it changed.
It felt very personal. You know, she was saying, like, I believe in you, and now I think, and she feels like she's been totally betrayed by him. It's not clear to me that Obama gave a lot of thought to this, that it might have been something that he thought, well, I'm too close to this in some way.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because, you know, the Illinois political, it was his Senate seat that he was trying to sell and so on. So that there was too close, too much involvement. And so it may have been something that he didn't really think too much about. He had a lot of things on his plate. So.
Remember when there was talk of George Ryan getting out early because his wife was in failing health? Remember that? All right, so now you have a case where potentially Blagojevich would be released because his daughters are growing up without a father. At the risk of sounding very, very cold, because I know this will sound very, very cold, aren't the prisons jam-packed with people who either have a sick wife or a child at home that is without a father or some circumstance similar? You can't let everybody out or out early because they have somebody at home that would be doing better if they were home with them.
Yeah, exactly. And again, the price of crime is that you are going to leave people in the lurch who love you and whom you love.
Sure.
When you do that. And so, yeah, I mean, that appeal from George Ryan, I remember they were saying with George Ryan when they were sentencing him all those years ago, this is a death sentence, 6.5 years, Your Honor, it's a death sentence. He will die in prison. George Ryan's still alive.
Yeah.
In fact, I heard from people that prison was actually good for his health because he ate better and so on. But you know, that's beside the point. I think he was also let out briefly when Lurlin was dying.
Don't
I think
do the
for
crime.
Her funeral, I thought, just for that.
I think there was more. I think.
God, if only there was some device.
No,
where we could
some
look
sort of electronic
up.
Way. There isn't.
Gosh,
don't do the crime if you can't do the time. Right. Sammy Davis Jr. was right.
But I think that this letter was actually addressed not to President Obama, but to Donald Trump. And should I tell you why now?
Not yet.
We have to take a break.
Hold on. A quick break, and then we'll find out what Eric just teased us with. But first, this.
We're chatting with Tribune columnist Eric Zorn.
You'll sing the praises of Zorn.
I will, and I like it.
The greatest father that ever was born.
That's what it says in the song, anyway. That's a lot of pressure on you.
Who are we to argue with?
That's a lot of pressure on you. All right, so you just mentioned that this does tie into Trump. I think I know where you're going with this, but for anybody who doesn't, how does it tie into Trump?
Well, the letter, and we're talking about this letter that Amy Blagojevich wrote to Obama, President Obama, former President Obama, on her mother's Facebook
page. A quick time out. Do we know if she sent a similar letter of any kind to Barack Obama prior to his decision?
Yes. Well, we don't know. We don't know for sure, but she says she did. And she said that she and her sister had written letters to, and she has testified, I think she testified at his sentencing last summer. We know that this reflects sentiments that she has. But anyway, you know, my view is like, okay, this has been done. President Obama, former President Obama is out of office. And so this letter comes kind of out of nowhere just to express this anger. And I'm thinking, if there's a purpose to it, that this is actually directed at Donald Trump. Donald Trump has the power now that Obama had to commute Blagojevich's sentence. And if you remember the connection between these two, that while Blagojevich was doing his World I'm Innocent tour, one of the things that he did was he appeared on Celebrity Apprentice in 2010. This was pre-trial. And he didn't make it very far. He couldn't operate a computer or something. He was like really incompetent. But when he left,
that was directed toward me, wasn't it?
I looked at you. I know you're great with the etch a sketch, but everything else is. Trump referred to Blagojevich as a guy with great courage. He praised him for not folding like a tent after getting in trouble. And he later told the Sun-Times Bill Zwecker that he was a nice guy. He thought Blagojevich was a nice guy. So there's a sense that Trump, with his personal connection to Blagojevich, I mean, Obama did not care for Blagojevich, you know, but Trump seems to. Now, the question is this anything that Donald Trump would right now want to spend any political capital on? Because it would be controversial. On the other hand, Trump is someone who seems to have a gift for diversion and distraction. Mm-hmm. And, you know, something will go haywire here, and suddenly he'll be talking about we got to have, you know, well, just for instance,
the Supreme Court. That's what's playing out right now.
They're going to do the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court announcement is going to be tomorrow night in prime time.
It was supposed to be Thursday.
It's supposed to be
Thursday.
But
they've moved it up a couple days.
Because I think this rollout of the immigration thing, which you've talked about at some length, went so poorly over the weekend. Last weekend when you had the Women's March, suddenly he's coming out and he's talking about the vote.
Yeah.
Talking about, you know, after the big Women's March, he's coming up with other issues. So this could be something that he's going to keep in his back pocket. And when the world is all upset about, you know, everyone losing health care, he'll give Rod Blagojevich a get out of jail free card, and we'll all go running over like someone compared the media to kids playing soccer. They all run after the ball, you know,
right.
they can't focus on a strategy. So that could be something that he's doing. But I actually think that Trump may because this letter was so aggressive about Obama, that this would allow Trump to, in some quarters, show himself in contrast to him. Like President Obama, he was cold and cruel, and I'm kind.
Trump's a family man. He cares about these kids.
I care about these kids, and there's a lot of people out there who believe, as Wendy believes, that this sentence was way too long, 14 years for political corruption. When nobody got killed or hurt or anything like that, he was just, you know, and most of the things that happened, he was just trying to do. He wasn't able to pull off most of his schemes. So the kind of things that he was doing, you know, I can see where 14 years seems like a long time. It was a real betrayal for him to use his public power for private gain, to try to use his public power for private gain. 14 years is an awfully long time. And if he had shown, I would feel much more strongly about this if he had shown more, you know, repentance or contrition about this. If he had gotten up and said at his sentencing hearings, you know, I did this, they're crimes, I admit their crimes, I'm sorry about that, I showed extremely poor judgment, I apologize to the court, my family, to the people of Illinois, blah, blah, blah. You know, the kind of stuff you say. Again, I think if he had played this differently when he got caught, he'd be out by now. This letter would be moot, is the point.
Do you remember how he kept saying all throughout this, wait till you hear the tapes. The tapes are going to set me free.
Right.
When you guys hear what the tapes say, I'm a free man. And then the more the tapes we heard, the more incriminating it all was.
Well, he kept saying that there were tapes that showed him doing other things that were good things. And the bad things,
though.
Well, to me, that's like saying, look at this surveillance tape. It shows me going into the bank 30 times and just making a withdrawal and leaving. So you've got one tape where I hold up the teller,
yeah.
You know? Come
yeah.
on. I mean, it's like, yeah, he did. He wasn't always trying to squeeze people for money and so on. But you know, the things that he was caught on tape saying and doing were bad. And again,
I forgot about that, Bill.
I would feel a lot better. And the one thing that I dread, he will get out someday, and I know that he's going to be going around and talking about how innocent he is, and he's going to be chirping about that for so long. And I really wish that he had just, you know, a little humility, a little acceptance of what he did.
But in politics,
people forget
that's hard to swing, isn't it? Sometimes
he's not in politics anymore.
Not
Bill.
Anymore.
He's done.
Right.
And I think if he were to do that, if he were to be able to say to people that, you know, to apologize in a sense and mean it. There, people are very forgiving. Look at Wendy. She wants to let him out now.
Yep.
If she'd won that presidential
election, I would do it.
Wendy'd pick him up. She'd go and get him.
I hear from people all the time, and I get it. I don't think they're soft or stupid about that. It's like you're thinking 14 years. That's
that people is a
learned
long
his
time.
Lesson.
People
he'll never do this
people
again.
People like, you know, rape and rob and shoot people and get way less than 14 years.
Yeah.
But then doesn't that open up the doors for other politicians to say, well, here's what happens. When I do something like try to sell a seat, they'll give me a certain amount of time. But then once my daughters write a letter, then I'll only serve a couple of years. So it's almost worth it. You don't think you don't see it that
well,
way?
Well, that's the idea, of course, is that you have some sort of a deterrent effect with these. And that, I think that was one of the things that Judge Zagel did in this case, was he gave a really long sentence to Blagojevich. But, you know, the thing was that...
But he did that as a deterrent to other potential...
Well, what kind of... I mean, George Ryan, at the time that Blagojevich was doing this stuff, George Ryan was in prison. His predecessor was in prison.
Yeah.
And that wasn't enough of a deterrent. So I don't know that long prison sentences, nobody thinks they're going to get caught. So,
yeah.
So it's a weird thing. All Steve right. Bertrand doesn't think
he's never going to get caught.
I will not get
Steve
caught.
Steve will not get caught. That's Eric Zorn. Read him in the Chicago Tribune or listen to him every Monday here on our show. We'll check in with Steve and find out what he's done and he's afraid of getting caught for next.